We are in the middle of our series called Greater. How many of you can sense that God is doing something greater than just the normal? It is greater. Our fast has been a little bit different than in years past, and that's okay because God is changing and shifting things around, and we don't have time to rehearse old things and to do it old ways. God is doing something new, and so we're talking about finances today, and this is a big struggle for people because everyone wants to see more, but they don't know how to get it. And this is a problem in the body because people have a stigma when it comes to finances. They think it's theirs and they don't think it's God's. And so instead of giving God his portion, they hold back and decide to do what they want to do with it and then expect God to bless it. And God says, if you do it my way, you'll be blessed. If you do it your way, you won't. And so I don't have time to go along a lot of scriptures today. We will share some. You can go actually read the book of Malachi chapter 3. It'll talk about tithing, and it'll talk about being blessed, and it'll talk about being blessed versus being cursed. But when you look at that book, and specifically when God is talking in Malachi chapter 3, he says, your whole nation is under a curse. It's under a curse because you're robbing me. How are you robbing me, they said, in tithes and offerings? It's the one thing that I'm asking of you is to give back to me what is rightfully mine. And this is hard for people to swallow because they don't realize what they've been given is been given to them by God. He says specifically that I give seed to the sower. Let's just go a little bit deeper than that. I give you the ability and the talent to work your job. So if I give you the ability and the talent to work your job, what you can give back to me is obedience. And obedience is giving back to me, not just a tenth. We get caught up in this tenth thing. Well, he said 10%. So we mark it out and we say, well, it's got to be to the decimal. And it has nothing to do with the tenth. It has everything to do with your heart attitude toward your giving. And so God challenged me, give over. Give over. Stop doing it to the T. Because once you give over, you open the door of opportunity for God to bless you. And not just under. And there's this argument, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this today. There's this argument of whether or not do I give on the net or the gross. Does it matter? Give on the gross. It's God's trying to get away with the $5. It's God's. And the first thing we have to know for when we talk about finances is this, you got to work for it. You got to work for it. There's a little bit of a misnomer that says, well, God's just going to give me what I want. He's not going to just give you what you want. You got to work for it. You got to go to work. If you want physical gains, you're going to have to do some things in your life to get physical gains. You want to feel better about yourself? You're going to have to do some things emotionally. They're going to get you in a better place and a frame of mind so you can look at your life in a different way. You want financial blessing? You're going to have to do it God's way. First of all, you're going to have to get a job and work for it. I'm not just talking about those who are retired. God bless you. You've put in your years. But there's still an aspect of work. For those of you who are working right now, you need to continue to work and be steadfast and consistent in that because it's going to help you set up your future. Not only that, but it's going to help you in your emotional and in your frame of mind and how you look and how you feel about yourself. A lot of people, if you look at them right now, there are hiring signs everywhere, everywhere. People are looking for people just to work. That means that there are a lot of people who are not. Because they have fallen into this malaise of just receiving. I got news for you. The tax credit is not coming this year. It's not. For those of you who have kids, it's not coming. I already looked it up. I'm waiting for my 500. It's not coming. They didn't pass the bill. Got to work. We're looking for the next handout because we know that's going to float me. God said, enough floating. Enough. I need you to go out and get a job. The door that I open for you, work it. I don't like the door. It could be the door that leads you into another door. I'm holding out for the big one. Start small. And God will open the door to the bigger thing once you're faithful and doing what he's asked you to do. Because if you do what he's asked you to do, he'll bless that. But you got to be active, and you got to be seeking, and you got to be willing. The key is to be willing. I got to be willing to go do it. I got to be willing. Even if you don't feel like do it, I got to be willing to do it. And your willingness will bless you. Because God will see that it's not about you and what you prefer, but it's about you being obedient and just doing what you know you need to do. Well, I don't like that. I'm waiting. You can wait all day. You can wait all day. But if God has specifically told you to wait, go ahead and wait. But other than that, you got to work. To the males, you need to work. It is in your DNA to provide. You must. Because the Bible specifically talks about you being able to work and what it calls you if you don't work. And I won't go into that today. This isn't very popular because people are just looking for something. They're looking for the easy way. I'm looking around, and there is no easy way. I've been looking for it. It's not there. It's not there. It's just not. So I've looked at the progress that I made over my life, and I said, well, I've come from this point to this point, and you know how I got to that point to this point? I fought like to get there. Never mind people who get handouts, and God bless them, I didn't get a handout. So when I looked back at my life, everything that I've gotten, I worked for it. Worked for it. And it's made me a better person for it because it's developed skills in me that were necessary to hold the blessing that God was bringing into my life. I didn't start off fruitful. I started off with seeds. And those seeds had to be watered by difficulty and hardship and discipline in order to get me to the place where I started to produce fruit and see results. It didn't just come. It came as I worked. I remained in him, yeah, but it came as I worked. And I was diligent. And as I was consistent, God began to bless me in different areas. And I'm not just talking about financially. Yeah, finances. But when I look back over my life, it didn't necessarily come in financial form. It came in greater capacity and greater fruit to hold financial weight that was coming in. People want money, but they can't hold money. I want money, okay? And you get it, and then where'd it go? Because you spent it at Maybelline. Because you had to be done up. That's why God works on fruit first. Because he knows if he can work on fruit first, when prosperity comes in, you can hold the weight of the prosperity. And I'm not saying hoard your stuff, but you can hold the weight of the prosperity and know what it is to be blessed. People want to be blessed, but they can't hold blessed. If God were to throw you a certain amount of money right now that you're thinking about in your head, it would probably kill you. Because the weight of holding that amount of money is hard for people. I don't care what you say. Think about your life, and you know what you're capable of and what you're not. We're going to get somewhere today, man. We're getting somewhere, baby. Work for it. Work for it. Book of Colossians, chapter 3. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. As working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from who? The Lord, as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. You are serving. I don't like my boss. You're not serving your boss. God will promote you once your heart changes. Well, I ask David how that felt. I'm better than this guy. My character's better than this guy. People like me more than this guy. But nevertheless, God called him to submit to a man who tried to kill him because of his success. Not just one time. Multiple times. And even when he had the chance to kill him, he couldn't do it. Because of the respect that he had for the position of authority that he was in. And even when he cut the hem of his garment, he was pricked in his conscience. That's why God says, I want you to be after my own heart, because I'll promote you. But it was the very time that God used to train him, to hold him, and to get him ready to hold the weight of being a king. A king. Where he had influence. Where he had the power to say where money was going. But I want it, Lord. But he said, listen, I got to train you. So if you can work it with a right heart, I'll elevate you. How do you know that the season you're in right now, God's just not getting you ready for the next season of promotion? Because there's coming a next season of promotion. And the one thing I understand and know about God is that God will keep you until you get it. I'm thankful for God that God has brought me in different levels, but I also understand what the levels require. All of a sudden, you don't just woke up one day and God says, okay, I'm going to drop this on you. I'm going to drop a church on you. Just run it. Okay, you got it? Now, I'm going to spend years on your fruit. Years. Because I want you to be in a position where you can hold the weight of the responsibility. And so your fruit doesn't tap out because your character is not where it needs to be. And you know there's an assault on that right now, right? On leaders. There's an assault on leaders right now. I love Jesus. I'm sorry, I got to step down. Why? Because, I love Jesus, man. God's doing it. And I'm for him and against him. I tell you what, but there's some stuff going on in my life right now. I can't really talk about it. Character stuff, man. Fruit. Because everyone wants to show. No one wants to work on the muscles that are not seen. I'm using myself as an example today because I think it's appropriate. Do you know why I'm stronger in certain areas than others? It's because I work on the unseen muscles. And the unseen muscles give me the ability to handle the show muscle that the world sees. Because the world's looking at you whether or not you like it or not. So when he calls you the light of the world, there are things that God has to work on in your life in order for that light to shine when the world sees you. Okay? It's got to see you. That's why social media, if not careful, can become part of your life in a negative way. Because you're looking at the show muscles. Don't get cut off in stuff that is fabricated in order to make you see something that's not really there. What do you really see? Because when God looks down, he looks down and sees past what you're showing everybody and says, yep. He'll be calling out to me in about 6 months. But I got to work for it. And so if I'm getting up, I got to work for it. Every single day, David was in the sheep field working up, man. Killing lions and bears. Killing them. Until finally, he stands before Goliath and says, who is you? Kept his head down. Did what he knew he had to do. Because he wasn't serving man. He was serving God. And to the point of where the man said, you can't go out. You're not trained. And he said, I'm trained. When wildlife came at me, I struck it and killed it. The same God who delivered me from that is going to be the same God who delivered me from this. We spend too much time worrying about what everybody else is thinking and saying. Why don't you rehearse what God has done in your life and the goodness of God? So when you come up to the next shine, who are you?
When you go something through, when you go through something really difficult, the next one doesn't seem as bad. Because the fruit has been developed in your life and you've seen the faithfulness of God. And that doesn't scare you anymore. So I keep my head down and I do what I have to do. And guess what? All of a sudden, God begins to elevate. Promotion goes from sheepfold to in front of the king to this boy's good. To popularity. Saul brings him in. Saul has killed his thousands, but David has tens of thousands. Not, I'm not magnifying his life because we know that his life was marred with sin. But the principle still stays the same. I got to work for promotion. I got to work for it. I want, okay? When those that are over you in your positions of leadership, wherever you are, see this person's working and God allows them to see you in a different way, you'll get promoted. Or God will move you out and bring you somewhere else. But until you learn principles there, God's not going to move you. And that includes being in seasons that you don't like to be in, just the way it is. Second thing is wait. I got to wait for it. I got to wait. Why? Because God takes his time. Book of Galatians, chapter 6. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the who? Spirit. From the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. 6 months I've done this. I raised this kid. He's 8. He should get it by now. You haven't even gotten in the teen years yet. Preteen, teen, young adulthood. I raised the kid. He's not getting it. You're not getting it either. Don't become weary. Strengthen yourself. Why? Because little by little, fruit. Seeing fruit. I'm not seeing it. The money's just not coming in. Are you tithing? Well, that's another story because, you know, I got bills and the pandemic and, you know, things are all up in the air. Stop. Stop. Are you tithing? God said, if you give me what's mine, you'll start winning. It's not something that is like too hard to get. It's just not. What's hard to get is the principle of first. It's a principle. Because the Bible talks about the principle of first, or we call it first fruits. So I give back first to God what is his. And the deeper question is, and what God's asking is, am I still first? Am I? No matter what you've had to deal with, am I still first? And look back, God has been faithful even though you may have not been. Because God doesn't stop being God just because you stop being you. If I am faithless, God still remains faithful. The principle still stands and stays the same. The word is the word. If you bring the whole tithe unto the storehouse so that my house may be filled, guess what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to open the floodgates of heaven and pour out blessing on you that you don't have room enough to contain. Oh, really? Where is it? How faithful you've been. Because again, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about fruit. Why would God give you something if you can't hold the weight of it. Because the more you're promoted, the more tension comes. You have to hold the weight of promotion. And that includes every area of your life. Every area. Because the more you're promoted, the more you have to maintain. Look at your own life. Okay, you've made strides physically. You want to stay that way? You got to maintain. I don't want to go backwards. Now you got to maintain. You've seen the result. You can't go backwards. Well, oh no, okay, let's go a little further. Well, I've broken free from some of my stuff from my past and my tendencies. Okay, well, guess what? You got to remain in that place. So the next time the temptation comes in for you to walk backwards, you got to remember the goodness of God and how far you've come and go forward. You walk in the light, not the dark. I don't care how dark it seems. I don't go back into the dark place. I walk in the light. So now it's spiritually. I don't care how far you've come spiritually. You got to walk in the victory and the truth that God's given you. That's where the test is. Okay, and so that means also financially, I've got to walk and do what God's called me to do financially. So when my money comes in, I know automatically he's getting 10. And for some, it might be more. I know a pastor who said from the go, God said it's double tithe for you from the go. I'm talking about years ago. Well, that doesn't line up biblically. It's not about the tithe and the amount. It's about the heart and the obedience. Because God said, I want to do something in your life. How do you know God doesn't want to break open the windows of heaven and it's a matter of you just going above and beyond? That includes in the way you tip. All the people in the service industry are like, amen, brother. Over and above. So what has God asked you to do? Oh, you've got to be obedient to that. God has been faithful to this church. Faithful. Regardless of what you see and what you don't see, God has been faithful. I don't take an exorbitant salary, Sharon knows. I don't want it. It's not my source. God's my source. God will bless your faithfulness and open up other doors of opportunity for you to use your gifts. It's not just about, oh, I got to suck from one source. God says, I'm your source. I'll open other doors and streams will come in from these other doors. Don't get caught up in, that's all I got. This is my job. They pay me. Back up. Back up. Allow God to do a work. Use your gifts. Use your talents. Oh, allow him open some doors for you. I challenge you. You start giving over and above, you'll see some doors open that you never thought that would open. Because God said, I'll open up the floodgates of heaven and you'll have stuff come in that you don't, where did that come from? God says, you're just being obedient. And you're not putting me in a box. That's what people do, to put them in a box. It's like, okay, I'm paying God his 10. Thank you. Every time I get paid, here's the 100. And we keep walking around, here's my 10th, and that's all we do. We're robotic. It's not about being robotic. It's a relationship. If tithing puts you into bondage, you are looking at it in a wrong way. It is a free exchange between me and God. Of what he's already given me. It's a joy for me to give and say, yes, take it. It's a joy to give. It's better to give than even to receive, he said. It's better to be a lender than a borrower. Listen, someone needs something from me, guess what? I'm telling on God right now. I was in Tennessee, last Christmas. And we're sitting in front of a shop. Lexi's in the car with me. All of a sudden, guy comes up in my windows. I'm like, what's up? You know, what's up? Hey, man, I just got kicked out of my the place I was living at. You told me the story, and I said, hey, you got any money? I'm like, man, I don't know if I do. And I'm looking at my wallet. I did. It was not what I usually carry in my wallet. I said, it didn't matter. Took it out. Said, here you go. He looked at it and said, it's a $100 bill. He was like, said, God bless you, because it didn't matter. It's better to give than receive. God broke something over my life. Asked Misty, I was at dinner crying. That's the type of giver I want you to be. I said, yeah. It's not about not having enough. I've given you enough. Man. We hold back. Give it. Three hours later, I got an email. Your wife's bill has been forgiven from BayCare. You owe zero. Thousands. All for something that she's dealing with as a female. But nevertheless, God said, it's done. But I had to do the work. I didn't know that was coming. I filled out the paperwork and submitted it. I believed that God was going to do something. I didn't know it was going to be like that. But God's got you. He's faithful. Just break out of the box and be obedient, and God will come through for you. The one thing this year, and I was thinking about today, I don't want to hear any more about lack. I don't want to hear it. Because there is no lack in God. And when you start seeing that, you'll start moving in a different direction. You'll start carrying yourself different and know that I have the resources that I need. I have the emotional capability to be able to handle that situation because He's the Lord of my emotions. I thank you, Lord, that you've already healed me in that. I'm not lacking anything to live a life that you called me to live in. You didn't die so that I can go halfway. Thank you that my body is the way it needs to be. I look so good right now. I can't even take myself when I see myself in the mirror. Thank you, God, so much that you're doing. There's no lack in me physically. There's no lack. Emotionally, there is none. Thank you that you're binding up stuff. And guess what? You're just binding up stuff and hell is just nervous because the stuff that I used to deal with, I don't deal with anymore. And I'm strong. And you, I'll take you on any day. I'll take it on any day. What else you got? I'll take it on any day. And financially, thank you, Jesus, for challenging me and breaking stuff off. There's no lack. Thank you, God. I'll give you that. Sure, because I know you're faithful. Thank you, Lord. You want? I'll do that. I know you're faithful. Why? Why? Because He's faithful. There's no lack. We look at it in a different way. Like we're supposed to look at Jesus with the forlorn face who's on the cross still there. He's not there anymore. He's not there anymore. So why are we praising like he's dead? And we sing these songs that are our lovesick songs. I got to be honest with you. It's changed for me. Because when I hear things now, it reminds me of sickness. I can tell when a writer is writing based out of sickness and not health. And it drives me crazy. Because I'm looking at the fact that, do you know who Jesus is? Do you know what he came to give you? I'm not saying you don't hurt. But I'm saying there comes a point where there needs to be a shift. And so I'm not just limping along and I'm not just doing stuff because I'm supposed to be this way like the poor beggar and the pauper. And this is how it's supposed to be. No, it's not supposed to be that way. I'm sorry. He didn't die for me that way. So when I hear things now, I want to hear things full of faith. I want to see things in your voice. I want to hear things that, I want to hear things about faith. I can tell when you're not getting it. I can tell now. Now I'm too smart. I can tell now. You can't play that anymore. See ya. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Jesus who's victorious, who's on the throne, who's ruling and reigning. I want to hear about that Jesus. I don't want to hear about the Jesus who hasn't given me enough. I don't want to hear about the wilderness anymore. No more. I'm not in the Old Testament. I'm not there. God has brought us full circle out of that in Jesus' name. And that my trajectory has changed. I'm in the promised land now. So I want to hear about promised land blessings now. Yeah. Oh, you're a prosperity preacher. Yeah. Say I am. Because that's where I believe God is taking his people into prosperity, not to die along the shores of the wilderness. We almost made it. Huh. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. That's not who Jesus is. That's not in my DNA. That's not what God has called my family to live like. And I am not going to bow down to something that's less than what God said that I can have. That is not the Jesus that I serve. And so if you have a problem with how I give, that's your problem. You have a problem how blessed I am? That's your problem. Because I serve a Jesus who's able to do exceeding abundantly. It's a testimony when you walk around blessed. People say, who do you serve? Even in the midst of a pandemic, you can be blessed. You can be blessed. I'm blessed because he's faithful. I don't have to be sick like you. I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall. Why? Because I know Jesus. It's the best thing about healing. And when God breaks you free from something, it takes you in a different level. That's why I believe people have a hard time receiving from the Lord because their faith is not where it needs to be. Well, Richard, no, your faith is not where it needs to be. Well, I don't want to hear it. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He's a rewarder of those. First thing I have to believe that he is. Okay, I got that down, sort of. And then a rewarder of those who diligently, there it is again. Diligently, oh, I gotta keep doing it. Yeah, yeah. I don't see the breakthrough, but guess what? I'm going to keep doing it. Guess what? Here you go. Here you go. Thank you, Lord. That's yours. Every 2 weeks, every week. Thank you. That's yours. That's yours. Thank you. That's yours. Because it frees you. Diligently seek it. Oh, man, you're doing so good. Guess what? Here's a little blessing here. Here's a little blessing there. Why? Diligently. Diligently. I'm working for it. I'm giving it. I'm waiting. Guess what? Oh my God, I'm winning. I'm starting to heal. He's doing things inside of me because of my obedience. It's a great place to be at because guess what? Now, as you begin to make the turn, the stuff that used to affect you doesn't affect you anymore. You recognize unhealthy immediately. You know how to shut it down, walk away from it, or call it out. Nah. That's what it is. Now I already see. No, that's what it is. No. Oh, you're still dealing with rejection. Oh, okay. Oh, man. Well, this is not very Christian. It's not very spiritual because Jesus is loving and he loves everybody. Yeah, but he's more concerned about your development and your heart and how you see him. So if we're talking about greater, guess what? There has to be greater faith. There has to be greater fruit. There is going to be greater influence, he said. He already said it was going to be it. And financially, how else are you going to do what I called you to do? And I'm not making light of it because I know what it is. To be in a position of, I can't do that. It sucks. Anybody tells you it's wonderful to walk around feeling and poor like you can't do anything is misguided. And guess what? God said, I don't want you to stay there. And I need you to move. And the way you're going to move is just be faithful. It's a blessing to be able to, can we talk a little bit before we, it's a blessing to be able to go out to dinner and say, I'll take care of dinner. I got you. God, it makes me sweat. Why? It's blessed to give. Well, yeah, because it shows God's faithfulness. Yeah, man. Here. Who do you know? I'll tell you. It's part of the inheritance that God says his kids need to be walking in. That inheritance. That inheritance. Why does that area have to always be the area that lacks? That area has to lack. Why? Because he says be poor in spirit. Has nothing to do with finances. Has everything to do with your attitude when it comes to who he is. Lord, spiritually, I'm depraved without you. Yes, you are. And nothing about finances. I'm going to open up the floodgates. Open up. Yeah, I get seasons. I get them. That season is over. It's over. I'm telling you in Jesus' name, it's over. It already is. We're walking into and already in the promised land. So you might look at it and say, I'm just not there yet. I want you to change your perspective. I want you to call forth things that are not as though they are and start walking like it's already done. Yeah, because that's how you do it. You're going to possess it by faith. You're not going to possess it by, it's not there. I can't see it. I can't move. No, you're going to possess it by faith. That's how it works. And guess what? When I possess it by faith, I begin to see the reality of it. The door's open. Yeah, it's open. Let's all stand on our feet if we can. And here's the other thing that you got to be careful about when you start getting blessed. People start looking at you differently, like, oh, what's wrong with you? Ah, I'm just free, man. What's wrong with you? Nothing. What about you? Because you got to be willing to take the criticism with the success. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's where the fruit comes in. If God's trying to do something new generationally in your line, let him do something new generationally in your line. Why not? Why not? Where are you? Oh, he's just faithful. Hey, listen. I've earned it. Yeah. No, you have not. Yeah. Salvation, I have not. But this blessing? Oh, yeah. I know what it took to get this one. And when God says, I'm pleased, well done, this is yours, go get it, I'm getting it. I know what it took to get there. Now, you got to remember some things. God even knows more than you do what it took for you to get where you are right now and to be receiving what you're getting. There's no apologies for that. There's no apology. Why? Because what happens is that when people can't relate to you, they start to distance from you because I thought we were like the same. Yeah, I get it, man, but I don't follow you. And so anytime you start to elevate with Jesus, guess what? The things of this world, they start to grow strangely dim, including people. Including people. Well, yeah, including people because you're not on the same field or playing field that they are anymore because God's elevating you and you have to be okay with that. If you can't take the separation that comes with elevation, you're not going to be able to go where God's called you to go. Because it involves leaving the familiar. Ask Abram. Get out of your country. Go to a place I'll show you. I'm not going to show you. Just go. I'm going to bless you there. Okay. But who do you serve? And is he still first? And that means being okay with being blessed. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Are you okay with being blessed because of what it involves? Because people may not have access to you anymore because you're blessed. It's okay. It's okay. They shouldn't anyway. It was good for a season. But you have to be okay with the blessing taking you away because it does. You're going to mull about this later because it does. It separates. Because not everybody can go up with you. Father, I thank you for emotional health in this house when it comes to blessing. Emotional health. The enemy will not have an occasion to get in and rob people of blessing. He will not be able to get in and rob people of the joys of success. Success is not a lie. I thank you, God, that success is what you've called us to walk in. You've called us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Thank you for the prosperity of the soul. And as we do that, there's going to be health that's going to break out in their lives, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. There's going to be health on different levels. That people are going to be blessed because they know who you are. Thank you for those that have earned it and those that are earning it now. And as I go into the next levels, I thank you for our new freedom of joy with you. God, a fear of man is not even going to be a thing. I thank you, God, that that fear of man is going to dissipate. The joy of the Lord is going to be their strength, and they're going to walk in such power and freedom because they know who you are. I thank you today that we know who we are because we are yours. And I thank you, God, that you make the investment in us and you find us faithful. I pray that you would find those in this house faithful. And as you find them faithful, you would elevate them into positions of leadership and influence, open doors of opportunity for them, break open doors of opportunity, break open fallow ground. I pray streams would come in, just rivers of blessing would come in, that people would walk in blessing that they didn't even know blessing existed there. It would just walk in a blessing because of who you are and your faithfulness, because you don't do it halfway. You do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.